It's your
Welcome aboard, everyone. Happy Friday. This is Anna DeBlantis. Rose taking another day off. And Brian Noonan, happy to have you sitting in again
today.
Good
to be back again today, Anna. Friday. I'm always excited to be here on a Friday because I know the Carnarvon wagon is rolling. So an extra added incentive. Not that sitting across from you is not incentive enough.
Well, you got to say, come on.
A little booze and a little food is always a nice perk.
Judy, have you started with the Carnarvon wagon already? We were wondering down here.
Something's going on up there that seems a little off.
Well, the intro, the intro was written incorrectly, but then, even though I do it every day, I was trying to do it from, you know,
memory.
Don't make excuses.
That, you know, then I was sipping a vodka at the same
Now it comes out.
We wanted a little bit of truth.
No, isn't that funny, though? I sometimes think if my name wasn't there, I wouldn't know what to say. I'm like,
You're like Ron Burgundy.
What it is. I can tell you it's right now. It's an out for WGN Neighborhood News. Here's DNA Infos. But I couldn't spit it out because it didn't look right.
All right. Well, listen, you've got four more.
You know, I talk all day long. I hardly ever. You know, I never make a mistake. This is the first time ever.
Very true.
Well, first time ever in my career.
That's why it's such a moment that we had to bring up.
You know, I'm just going to go with it. I'm drunk.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
fall
acceptable.
Back on that. Just always use the drunk. Always use
that. All right, we have to talk about finances, money today, Brian.
Yes.
I mean, it's like I have this is mixed economic emotions because there's so much going on, and it's been a roller coaster ride. Every time you look, do you look at the 401k all the time? Do you check it out?
No, I don't. I don't pay that much attention, but I do. I have been following what's going on because you can't help. But when it starts to trickle down and affect your daily life, like you mentioned, you got gas for $1.50. I got it for $1.30 the other day, and you're like, all right, why are the oil prices going down? And I look at that, and then I hear about, you know,
and then you
yesterday the Dow takes a huge plunge,
right?
Kind of comes back because, you know, maybe they're going to cap production, so oil prices will go up, which they did today. So I do follow it a little.
And when the oil goes down, I find that if I do check my statement for the 401k, it's going down,
right,
too.
Sure.
Susan Schmidt here. She's here from Westwood in Dallas, Westwood Holdings in Dallas, as always on Friday. And you said not to think about it.
Yeah, you know, you're thinking too much. We should not be looking at it every 5 minutes. Remember, investments are for the long term. So
that's probably the best piece of advice, right? Don't look.
Don't look. You don't want to worry about the day-to-day and the minute-to-minute. That's not what it's about. It's about investing for the long term. Oil has been a roller coaster ride. We're up, we're down, we're sideways. It's up 12% today.
That's so weird. So,
right.
In one day.
So it's all because we had a little bit of news about the potential peace in Syria, right? We're going to find a way to organize Syria. So the Saudis and Iran might be able to coexist. And then there's speculation that, all right, if they could do that, they're too big. You know, Iran coming back into oil production, Saudi, one of our biggest producers, the dominant player in OPEC. And if we could get that, then maybe there'd be some rationalization of supply. Now, don't count on it and don't hold your breath. I think it's overly optimistic. But what we did see today that was also positive, we saw the rig count in the U.S. drop. So it's 6 months before we really feel the impact of that. But the actual production equipment went down and we need fewer rigs. We want less production. The whole key here is supply and demand. And so that was also positive. So, and we're just in a super emotional market right now, and hence up 12%. So,
and if you're a novice in the market, is this a time to jump in? Is this a time to say, oh, I hear all these bad things and people seem sad about the market. They seem worried. Maybe I'm not good. This is not the time for me to invest.
Well, if you're a novice in the market, then, and you're hearing that, you're probably hearing it from other novices in the market who jumped in last week. And it's going to give you a headache. Don't do it. So the novices in the market, this is not a good market to start off in. If you have no exposure to the market, you know, this is a lot of day-to-day. There's a lot of movement. Anna's heard me say this all along. Volatility is the word of you know, the last 6 months, and certainly the word of the first half this year. It is going to be messy. And so it's even the professional investors, right? Those were taking a step back and saying, all right, let's wait. I want to really think for the long term. And that's what you've seen in this market. We've moved now with so much movement between the price of oil and the 10-year. We could spend a half hour just on what's going on in treasuries and yield. That's carried over now into the market. So in February, to me, it's starting to feel a little bit more fearful. We're starting to see that fear creep in.
Okay.
What's going on globally? We're not sure. And so there's no one on the other side of the trade. Buyers aren't really stepping up. We're not seeing crazy volume. We're just seeing buyers not really there.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because before we've talked about how crazy billionaires in this social media world, how they can have an impact, and that they just tweet out something like a George Soros, I'm really fearful of the global markets. And then you explain, well, he's heavily vested in currency, and so he has an ulterior motive. Now we've got this guy, Mark Cuban. He's out there saying, I'm really confused about these markets, and I'm betting on gold. I'm looking for safe havens. I'm doing that kind of thing. I mean, you look at, even millennials right now, they've never really seen a time that they could understand in these markets. They've been so strange, it seems, over the last few years, even up, prompted by quantitative easing, and now
and gold moved around a lot on quantitative easing. So, and that's why I think fear is coming back into the markets a little bit, and because you're seeing support for the price of gold. So when quantitative easing was happening and we were, you know, effectively printing dollars, increasing the amount of dollars available, then you're reducing the value of the dollar. So you saw the price of gold go up because people were looking at that as a storage of value, right? It's not going to get depleted. And there was a security in that. And now we stopped. You saw gold price immediately fall when we said quantitative easing is over. So we've seen, interestingly, that bid for gold, and there's some price support there in the last couple of weeks. And thank you, Mark Cuban, for, you know,
rattling everybody.
But remember that Mark Cuban made his money. He's an internet guy. He sold his company. Perfect timing, right? He got out right before the bubble. He loves his sports team, and he's not, you know, this is a very narrow comment than George Soros saying, I'm going to talk to you about currencies and a sophisticated investor. Mark Cuban is not doing investments in the market. He's just floundering.
He's just a guy. Why does oil have such a big impact on the market?
Oil is an emotional commodity. And I keep saying that, but I really want to stress to people that when you see oil move, the ripple effect on that is huge. Because in some ways, you know, the price of a barrel of oil is iconic. We've seen it go up. We've seen it go down. And it's indicative of, and people read through, that it's a lot of things. So the use of oil is really related to global economies.
Right.
Are economies growing? Do they need oil? Is that where the demand is coming from? Because that's a very healthy environment, as long as it's not overheated. And when there's too much supply of oil, then the fear immediately is, does that mean economies aren't growing? Are we going the wrong way? Are we going negative? And that makes people nervous.
Okay. Do you still think stocks are a good place to be putting additional money? Like, as you're saving, is it still a good place?
I do. I think it's a good place. But I also, so just as I caution the novice investor, listen, don't, if you're at all sensitive and emotionally nervous, this is not a good market to start to play in. So as you look to the long term, do I think this is a good time to look at stocks and really be, you know, examining and buying? Yes, because I see the global world and I see us really staying in this lower interest rate environment for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I need an instrument that is going to give me a return that is, you know, better than 1%, 2%. That's hard to find these days. And so stocks, it's not, you know, you have a dividend yield there, but more importantly, remember what a stock is. It means you own a piece of that company. Mm-hmm. So if the company can operate profitably, then as the company makes profit, right, that yield is effectively my yield as a shareholder.
Right.
So that cash flow yield is a lot, can be a lot higher than, you know, 1-0%. And so I think it's still a good investment over time because I think it's a more dynamic vehicle. Our backdrop here is not good. Negative interest rates were, you know, introduced into the market this week in a big way, lots of headlines. That's very concerning to market participants, and that's a lot of the reason why we saw so much red this week. You know, red is down, not good.
All right, we've been talking with Susan Schmidt of Westwood Holdings, regular contributor to the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Brian Noonan sitting in with us.
Yes,
also
learning a lot about the market and how we need to not panic. People
don't
are panicking,
panic.
Susan. We're panicked.
It's one of the things you're so good at is making us feel better about in general. And I think one of the things I would love to hear from you is, I think Janet Yellen said something about, hey, things are pretty normal. And she was citing that unemployment is fairly low, that car buying hit an all-time high in America, that, you know, there are some good things about wage growth and other things.
There are some really good things. And we saw some data to that today. So because the consumer confidence number came out this morning, and it dropped a little bit from the last reading, but just a little bit. But more important, you got to look into the components, right? We talk about jobs and does it really matter and what are the components to that, right? Are people getting better jobs? Are they earning more? Average hourly earnings are going up. Wage is going up, which is good. Interestingly, on the jobs front, just as an aside, the quit ratio has gone up. You yes. feel confident quitting if you think you can get another job.
Oh, okay.
So when you see that, the number of people quitting and walking away from jobs, that's actually a really positive sign because it means they feel confident that they can go somewhere else. So now in the consumer confidence number that came out today, you know, we saw a stronger household finances. People were more optimistic about, you know, their financial situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So households are actually feeling pretty good about where they are. And then we also saw them change. This is the lowest expectation for inflation and interest rates that the consumer confidence has ever measured. So that means that they don't think that, you know, things are going to rocket out of range, that they won't be able to reach it in terms of price. Things are going to escalate beyond their control. They're actually feeling like this is a pretty good environment. I'm going to keep filling up my gas tank at, you know, $1.50 mm-hmm. a gallon.
Like that.
Love it.
It's great, right? And so that gives them a sense of confidence. So what's interesting is we're seeing a little bit of concern when we talk about business, but households are actually feeling better. They're past and they're looking to the future. So China, you know, concerns, economic data, all of that, none of that came up in the survey this time. That was not the focus. That was last month's focus. Now it's more about, global economy, all right, positive earnings from companies, positive outlook on interest rates. You know, this is an environment I can function in, and positive assumptions about future wage growth. That's good.
All right. Well, good stuff, Susan. You'll be back next Friday to give us more information. We'll see if this week is as rocky as the past week was. We'll keep our fingers crossed and remember it's for the long term, Anna.
Don't panic.
That's right. Stop looking at your statement.
Hey, no.
Don't panic,
Stop
Brian.
It.
Now you know.
Now I know, and knowledge is power, Susan. That's
right.
What the kids
That's
say.
Right.
That's what the kids always say. Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. We'll talk to her again.